Well, you just arrived to the no time zone. That's we have no time, very fast.
Yes.
Let me say a word before this man starts to tell you. He is a former, one of the high ranking officers in the Israeli army.
Yay!
His military experience is something. Avner decided to put all his savings of all his life because he believes in the future of the Golan. And he started this as to prove that he can make the best olive oil in Israel.
The world.
To say the word.
The word. The world.
So Avner will go from there. So yeah. Please.
Okay. Hey, those guys joining you? Just come closer. Yeah. You can come in. You know, in the back here, it's kind of too far away, so we won't be able to listen. Don't be shy. Yeah, you can come in. Mingle here in the back or something, I can see you. First of all, I welcome you. Thank you for coming here. We're very happy you came. How long are you here? For?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, and already are? Second week now, so you're about to go back in a few days. All right, so this place was built on, actually there's no architect here, so if one of you is an architect, don't get offended. We did not take here no architect, no engineers, nothing, only a construction engineer for safety. And this building was designed by my wife and myself. Actually, we just stole the typical plan of an old synagogue in the Golan Heights. I mean, there are 26 synagogues in the Golan Heights in 53 Jewish villages, okay, 2,000 years old. And all of them are the same plan. So it's a typical synagogue. Only what I did is I just enlarged it 4 times. So if you take this thing and shrink it to 25% of what it is now, the ratios, the everything is the same, okay? Now, one of the interesting stuff, the thing is, in the middle there's a pool here. That's the doings of my wife. And in the middle of the pool, there's a stone. There's something that throws the water, the fountain. And even though we did take the plans of the synagogue, we didn't know that in every synagogue there's a stone in the middle that is the center of the synagogue, so you can measure everything from every place. So she did it only as a practice. She put a stone in the middle because she wanted to measure everything exactly as they did 2,000 years ago without knowing. A few weeks ago we were traveling with I graduated archaeology and Middle East studies, my first degree. And I, one of my friends is the one who's digging here and one is excavating in one of the synagogues, and then he told me that story. He took me to see, and suddenly we were exposed to that fact that we didn't know that before, but that's nice, just a little thing. Now, this is a special place because we have our own trees, 300 dunam, which is 80 acres, 80 to 100 acres plus minus, 11 different varieties. We grow them ourselves, we harvest ourselves, we transport ourselves. And inside there, the machines, we manufacture ourselves. I mean, we have our own machines. It's a closed circus. We do not let any other olives come into our machines, and we do not let our machines see other olives, okay? Because we want to keep the quality. It's really significant. Olive oil is about sanitation, about how clean it is. So this is very romantic, okay? You crush with the stone, everything. You don't want to touch olive oil that comes from here, okay? No place in the world. In the European market, in the EUC, you are not allowed to sell olive oil that came from this action. I mean, you can crush with a stone, but it's in a modern facility. So basically what part of the people do, they crush with a stone, and then they move it to a real crusher, and then they go, I mean, the whole thing is for the tourists, it's not true. So what happened, the reason is that you need to clean it. It can't be clean, okay? Now, if we make the olives here, we crush them, then the first olive oil that will come down here will collect it. That's the extra virgin. In the old times, it was called virgin, okay? This, because nobody touched it. Then, if you touch it, if you take the olives that are left with the olive oil inside the left, and you move it to the other stone there in order to press it, then your hands contaminated it immediately, okay? And the baskets that you use are flexible baskets that are made from either from palm trees or from the tail of the camels or horses. And so you can put inside the olives, and when you press it, it goes with. This thing is dirty because of the batch before, and the batch before, and the batch before. So that's high contamination. When we do 2 runs in the machines here, the first run, the olive oil will come with acidity. Acidity is not pH, it's free fatty acids, it's free radicals. Low as 0.0 something. And then, if we run it the second run, it will come out acidity 10. That is poison, we die of it, okay? So, I mean, olive oil gets contaminated very fast, all right? So the whole business of olive oil is making it clean. And it's not always a question of price. Sometimes people come here and tell me that they buy in the other place for $2 to $1 less, and then I calculate that in a full year use, they save $20. That's real something. You finish it in one cup of coffee in some place, but then you get something much better, so it's not always a question of price. Anyway, what I wanted to say is that we make three things. One, we make olive oil. Lately, we've been declared by the Italian La Village Club, it's a kind of a governmental club of the manufacturers of olive oil machines, as Israel's best olive oil maker. In terms of the process, it's an ISO issue, not because of tasting. I never go into tasting competitions because it's one big B-U-L-L, okay? It's nothing. It's really nothing. I mean, I can take olives from this tree and then sell you olives from another plant. Well, but who knows the connection? It doesn't make any sense. But and the other thing is that after that, there's a very famous broadcaster in Israel, a food guru in Israel, called Avi Etgar. You know him, of course. Avi Etgar Todam. And lately, he declared in the radio that he tasted olive oil from here, and it's one of the 10 best olive oils he ever tasted worldwide, which is nice, also. Now, the second thing we do is we make a full line of cosmetics made of olive oil, olive oil based. Now, here is something nice. Among our core values, okay, we have some core values that we write on every place, and my employees know it. One of them is respect to the environment and respect to tradition, okay? And using here in this part of the country, olive oil is a tradition for illumination. If you want to, the menorah, you know, if you want to do in the synagogue, you need, that's the best olive oil. Should be much better than the one you eat. And then you have anointing olive oil, and then you have olive oil for healing and for eating and for nourishing the skin, nourishing the body. So we actually took what I would say, we call it now the Hebrew formula, okay? Which is actually the way we use it. It's not that sophisticated, but it's nice. And then we add to it technology. And what we do, we make a line of olive oil cosmetics that are, first of all, they're unbelievable good, okay? I have piles of letters from people that some of them, it really changed their life. Not because it's taking away wrinkles, doesn't make you young, but it nourishes and it gives you a good feeling. And in some cases, it takes off acne, and it takes off eczema, and it takes off seborrhea. And some people, psoriasis also, it doesn't come back in some time. It doesn't solve it, okay? It helps it. But on the other hand, no preservatives, no synthetics, no chemicals, no odors, no fragrances in our line. It's all fully, fully, fully natural. And I want you to know that you can call everything natural even if it's not natural, even in the States. Even in the States, you can come and make 96% natural and you can call it natural. You can come with 90% organic and you can call it organic according to the American law. It doesn't have to be 100%, you don't have to declare. So I'm telling you 100% natural. That's number one. Number two is that we are the only plant in the world that I know about that do not contaminate the environment. Now this is a real serious issue. And that's the last thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to send it down to Texas. 80% of all the olives that will come into an olive oil mill will leave the mill as residue. Now, this residue has inside a molecule, a vegetative molecule, high concentration of vegetable molecule, that is called polyphenol. Okay? This polyphenol is an antioxidant. It will not let itself be oxidized. So when we make olive oil, 2% of that material, which is going in the oil, okay, and that gives the oil its good antioxidant property. But the 98% is hydrophilic, it goes with the water of the olive. And then the water of the olive, which is called in the professional jargon black olive, is becoming a high concentration of black water, which is poisonous to the ground. It sterilizes the ground totally. Nothing will grow there. Whatever grows there will die. You cannot add it to the sewage because it can't be oxidized. And you cannot add it to the water because it's not going to make you healthy. So it's like a medicine. You take a pill, it's okay. You take 20 pills, you die, right? So it's the same thing. This is a big, big issue. We're talking about 5 million to 10 million tons, metric tons of annual contamination worldwide in the olive ring, which is the Mediterranean, North and South, Middle East, Australia, New Zealand, Chile, Argentina. All that ring. So what happens is that the whole world is busy about it, busy dealing with that. And actually, I got a call, believe it or not, I got a call a few, half a year ago, by the administration, the olive waste administration of Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan together. They have a president is a Jordanian lady, and she heard that we have a solution for that, and she wanted to cooperate. And I said, I'm going to give it to you free. One thing I want, the Syrian, the Lebanese, and the Jordanian to land here. I give it to you free, the technology. That was the end of our correspondence. And what I'm saying is that we solved that problem. We wrote a patent, and we solved that problem totally. And what we do, we make one of our olive oils pitted, no pit inside, okay? Nobody does that. We make all the olive oil, including ours, is always with the pit crushed inside. We need the crushing of the pit to extract olive oil outside, not from the pit, but from the flesh. And then we, one of our varieties, the Kof Dabka, it's a golden cap here. It's olive oil that is pitted, no pit inside. So for those of you that have been recommended by the doctor to take a spoon a day, that's the one you want. It doesn't have a sting, it's not bitter. It's very light, it's transparent, it's very nice. That's number one. Then we take that pit, we crush the pit, we consume the enzymes inside the pit which can deal with the polyphenol. Those are the guys who were nominated by God to deal with the polyphenol, okay? And we take the husk of the other varieties also, and we add to it plant essentials, and we add to it 1% of synthetic material by law. We need to when we use soap. And we have almost fully natural, 99% natural, soap scrub, which is a peeling soap or scrub, which is natural. And it's unbelievable good. Now, you're gonna see people are, whoever buys it, I mean, I have people from the States coming, and second time or third time with notes from their kids at home to bring a suitcase of it, because it takes off acne. Just cleans it in a week. So what you do, if you want to, you can, because there are many people, you can, part of you go inside there, part of you go there, and try it. It looks ugly, it looks black, I do not color it on purpose, I do not change its color, because if I'll change its color, I'm gonna ruin it. Any one of you uses aloe vera anytime? You do, aloe vera, you use? Which one, the green or the white?
Green.
Green. The green is the bad one. Because the green is painted. Aloe vera should be transparent. Never buy the green stuff. It's chemicals inside to make you buy it, okay? But it loses everything inside. So I'm telling you, I'm a big expert in aloe vera. I was one of Israel's biggest importer of that. So that's another thing, you see? So I didn't touch that material. It has its natural color. We do not add anything we don't have to. So go ahead, try this and try that. And we do not throw anything to the environment this place. Nothing, zero, nada. So that's, we're proud of that, and that's but go ahead, try our olive oils, try the ladies who will help you, try the cosmetics, okay? So, yeah.